WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The demolition of the entire east wing of the White House is expected to be complete by this weekend. The president making his way for his new ballroom. The cost, about $300 million, $100 million more than the original estimate.
Critics say Trump is tearing down history. Built in 1902, the east wing houses the First Lady's offices and serves as the public visitor's entrance. Former First Lady Hillary Clinton dismayed, posting, "It's not his house, it's your house, and he's destroying it."
ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House. This is day 23 of the government shutdown, lawmakers no closer to a deal that would reopen it. Another strike on what the White House says is a drug smuggling boat off the coast of South America, this time in the Eastern Pacific. For the first time in more than 500 years, the King of England and the head of the Catholic Church prayed together today at Rome, Charles and Camilla there for a show of unity with Pope Leo. This is ABC News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The city of Madison may be adding lights to part of the Southwest Path. The area between Monroe Street and North Shore Drive is currently dark at night, and the State Journal reports alders have added an amendment to the city budget plan to make people feel safer. The change would cost about $544,000. The Common Council is set to discuss the city's budget proposal when alders meet on Tuesday. In an update to a story we've been following, Parker Olson details what Senator Tammy Baldwin wants to see after train derailments in Dodge County.
Senator Tammy Baldwin sent a letter Tuesday to Canadian Pacific Kansas City about an August train derailment in Dodge County. The derailment led to a crude oil spill near Reeseville. It's the second derailment in as many years in the area. Baldwin's letter to the company responsible for that 24-car derailment called on the company to investigate track issues in the area. Their previous two derailments were both caused by track issues. Baldwin is asking the company to provide her office with the summary of the actions they had taken since that August derailment. She also called on the company for a description of investments and changes in operation since the 2023 derailment that saw 29 cars derailed. For Civic Media News, I'm Parker Olson.
And a Madison restaurant figure who led iconic establishments has died. Jane Capito owned Mickey's Tavern, Greenbush Bar, and Lazy Jane's on Willie Street. According to a story her son told the Isthmus, she started out as a social worker in San Francisco. And one day, she saw on a bulletin board somebody was driving to Madison, Wisconsin, and wanted someone to split the gas with. She took a chance, and the rest was history. Stories in both the Cap Times and the State Journal talk about how many people she employed went on to have their own restaurants and how proud she was to give them lots of chances to improve. Capito was 80 years old and her son now runs the restaurants. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks win the opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a 133-120 win over the Wizards in Milwaukee. Giannis scoring 37 points, the most in his career for the first game of the season. NFL, Packers defensive end Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after three sacks Sunday against the Cardinals. This week, the Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love asked, when's the last time he heard from Aaron Rodgers?
No, we texted a couple weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, we shoot each other texts every now and then. You know, a lot of it is just saying good luck throughout the season. You know, A-Rod texts me and it's great to be able to hear from him.
Aaron Rodgers with reporters in Pittsburgh.
What are your emotions heading into Sunday?
Just excited about the game. It would feel different if it was going back to Green Bay. But I have a lot of love for the organization. But, you know, if we were playing in Lambeau, that would be a little different feeling for sure.
That's Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 50s here this afternoon. Tonight, clear and frosty. We're going to drop into the 20s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish back with another great Wisconsin sports film. No Packers, no life.
Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and said, you got to see it. We got to see if we can do something. This movie is just such a great opportunity to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan. It is just so magical and joyful. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Friday morning, Rocker will be in the studio with a look at local music with the Max Inc. preview.
And pretty soon, the John and Gordy East Wing costume will be available.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
WMDX, Madison's antidote to hot takes.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Republicans who control the White House, the House, and the Senate have the power to undo the damage that they've caused with this health care crisis. Democrats aren't giving up. If anything, we're more motivated and focused on our work ahead to protect Americans' health care. It's time for Speaker Johnson and House Republicans to join Democrats in finding a solution to reopen government and address this health care crisis that they have created. The American people are waiting.
Representative Pete Aguilar, hey, what? Somebody might know a little something about health care.
Oh, you
something.
Think?
I'm going to get bad news I want from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now. MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Oh, dear. Hi, good morning, Dr. Doom.
Well, good morning, Stephanie Miller.
Here's a doomy. Here's a doomy headline for you. Idaho, first to see 75% spike in Obamacare premiums.
Yep.
This is not hyperbole. This is real stuff happening to real people, right?
Yeah, and you know this. It's not just that either. This is the problem. These lots of farmers in Idaho. There's dairy farmers. There's all kinds of produce farmers. And those guys are hit really hard by the tariffs. They're getting hit from every possible direction. Their markets to sell what they produce overseas have been really wrecked by these crazy tariffs. And now their healthcare premiums are going up. You know, this is absurdly unfair.
And I mean, a lot of thoughts on social media. Somebody posted, Trump wants to give Argentina $40 billion. That's enough to restore cuts to Medicare, fund ACA subsidies, or SNAP for 2 years. But he wants to give that money to a country with, wait for it, universal health care.
Yep.
I mean, and real people with real, I was listening to Jody Hamilton on one of the 70 billion podcasts she does besides the Politics Bar.
Yeah.
And she was talking about, Doc, her, you know, premiums going from $1,300 to $1,500 a month, and that she may have to, you know, just get catastrophic coverage or see if, she, you know, her doctor will let her pay out of pocket for twice a year and then just get catastrophic. I mean, real people are going to have to make really horrible decisions like that, right?
You know, absolutely. And unfortunately, from a medical point of view, a lot of times the decision is to postpone or totally not get the care that they need, preventive care and treatments. And when that happens, people get sicker. Then they end up in emergency rooms. Yeah. And then the costs go up for that, and the mortality goes up from that. So we have this kind of cascading problem. It's not just simply hitting your budget. It is hitting your health and your your life in ways that are dramatically important to how you're doing. This is this is a critical issue for Americans.
Jody's husband, Lonnie, who works with us, is like, right, could you pay me more? No, that's not a solution. But
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
But it really, I mean, this is not kidding. Yeah. My premiums are like $1,300 a month. It's just, it is unaffordable. And thank God housing's so affordable here in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Bella?
Oh,
yeah.
So affordable.
Thunk. Okay.
That's why you live with the seven dwarves.
Yeah. So, Doc, you also said Russian drones hit two kindergartens in the past 24 hours. One in Kharkiv hit in broad daylight, but 30 kids in a destroyed school survived in the underground shelter. This can't go on. Ukraine must be given assets and permission to defend itself. Children and families need security and normalcy. I mean, here we go on cue. Trump directed drills of practice launches of his nuclear missiles. Because he has no respect for Donald Trump, and so now Trump has turned on a dime and said, oh, we're going to sanction their oil. But he changes his mind every few hours.
Yeah, no, this is absolute schizophrenia by Donald Trump and his policy towards Ukraine and towards Russia. It is indiscernible from anybody's perspective what actually is going on in Trump's mind, and I shudder to think what's actually going on in his mind. But every single time he says something that contradicts what he said yesterday, there's problems every single time. And if the problems manifest themselves as attacks on kindergartens in Ukraine, that is immoral. It is irresponsible.
But he's clearly scared of Putin. I mean, he just, you know, he'll say, oh, tomahawks. And then Putin calls, you know, yanks his leash. And he's like, no, 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 no tomahawks. I mean, the only thing Putin understands is strength. I mean, he needs to arm them to the teeth and do sanctions.
I know. And every time he says, never mind, I'm not doing tomahawks, Russia increases the number of attacks on civilian targets. It's the formula is so fixed and predictable, yet... They can't seem to grasp
the
consequences of his words.
It's the same on everything, right? On what do you call it? You know, whether it's tariffs, you know, taco, Trump always chickens out. He changes his, you know, strategy every couple of days, whether it's the Middle East. Where's the Middle East one this morning, Chris? Hold, please.
Oh.
J.D. Vance, I'm insulted by the West Bank annexation vote. I mean, nobody listens to him. He can't negotiate his way out of a paper bag, Donald Trump. The Mideast peace deal fell apart in less than 24 hours because he...
You know, I keep forgetting that looming in the background of Donald Trump is J.D. Vance.
Yeah,
right.
All mascaraed up, ready for God knows what. And I'm telling you, there's something desperately off balance there. And I'll never forget when he admitted that he lied. You remember about the Haitians in Ohio eating dog? Mm-hmm. He admitted on national television that it was made up.
Right.
So... how he has a shred of credibility left is beyond me, but he's a scary dude.
Yeah.
And in some ways, I don't know, if this is something we're going to be facing in the post-Trump era, that's a terrifying reality, isn't it?
I mean, every layer of absurdity. Covey on Threads said terrorists tried to destroy the White House in 2001 with a hijacked plane. 24 years later, the President of the United States accepts a plane from people funding terrorists and is destroying the White House himself. I mean, if that's not the picture of our times, that wrecking ball and the East Wing, I don't know what
And by the way, you know, it's very emotional, actually, looking at the rubble that used to be the part of the White House, and it is really symbolic of what's happening to the democracy. It is a perfect picture of what Trump has in mind for us, and it's just pathetic. It's pathetic.
And so we keep saying they will defend everything. Mike Johnson say critics of the glorious ballroom have Trump. Derangement syndrome. Josh Hawley said he loves seeing the libs melt down over the ballroom.
Yep.
I mean, so they will defend anything. And you can't tell me, you can tell the American people are having a huge reaction to these pictures, which is why they were trying to keep people from posting.
Yeah, well, coming back to Idaho, if your premiums are going up and you can't sell your farm products and the guy's building a 90,000 square foot ballroom on the grounds of the White House, What is it you're supposed to think? And by the way, these are Republicans in Idaho.
Yeah. I mean, he just, Doc, it occurs to me, he pours salt in every wound. You know,
right.
Out here in California with our fires. He just, you know, I was thinking about the farmers. Not only does he bail out Argentina, he has destroyed their soybean market. You know, Argentina's buying soybeans from China. And then he goes, let's buy Argentinian beef. So then our cattle farmers are like, what? I mean, it just...
Steph, here's the question. Will the Republicans and independents who voted for Donald Trump now reject him and everybody associated with him? Did they learn a lesson? Are they learning that this was a really bad thing to do? We'll forgive him, of course, but they have to do the right thing in 2026 in the midterms and then in 28 for the presidential election. And that's a question. Will they?
So
Will they do the right thing now?
Yeah, this is one of 11 billion stories, but I wanted to get your take as a doctor because, as we all know, speaking of preventative health care, I mean, our emotional and all of that stuff goes into our physical health, right? Mm-hmm. Stress manifests physically.
Correct.
I'm sure you deal with this all the time in your practice. I mean, this headline, the U.S. is experiencing national trauma and explains why so many of us feel miserable. I mean, this is sort of for psychologists, but also for regular doctors because, you know, I'm sure people have all kinds of stress-induced medical issues. I was going to read a quick piece. In recent months, there's been an onslaught of horrible news, a wave of mass shootings, the Charlie Kirk assassination, the consensus discourse that followed, wars, inflation, tariffs, anti-abortion, anti-LGBT legislation, the list goes on and on. Some people say the United States is in a period of national trauma, a psychological phenomenon. One said, what we are experiencing is unprecedented. The combination of 24/7 news cycles, social media algorithms designed specifically to keep us engaged, genuinely challenging global events creates a perfect storm for widespread secondary trauma. Said one therapist, your body doesn't know the difference between trauma on a screen versus in real life. I mean, that's really true, and it is hard to escape it, isn't it?
Yes, and you don't have to be a psychologist. You don't even have to be a doctor to understand the dynamic here. Patients come into a doctor's office complaining of whatever, and it's immediately apparent that something else is going on. It's not just the domain of professionals. You see it in your own family. I see it in my social circles. People are overwhelmed. They're exhausted from this, and they're very, very worried. People are not necessarily political even, but they're feeling traumatized by the really, really bad news happening every single day. Look, I told you before, we get the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times every day delivered here. We're sitting around eating our cold cereal and looking at the headlines of these newspapers, and either Karen or I throw the newspapers on the floor. I mean, it's like a routine that we've gotten into.
And, you know, Chris and I, let me just tell you, we are headed for the old. Because, they always say, like, work-life balance is we don't have partners, and we have to marinate in this 24-7. We don't have any choice. It's our job, right? You know, at least Bella has, like, I don't know, six other disgusting boys she lives with and a boyfriend. So, but then she's got to deal with the cost of housing on top of
Gen Z
problems.
They don't help my mental.
But Bella, are you just going to take all this? What's going on there?
They're my buddies.
All of that is true, though. That's the thing.
Yes. She's got a boyfriend, at least.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, I would like to have more work-life balance. But a lot of us, it's hard to... And I think liberals in general just have more of an empathy gene and feel... you can't not feel something about what's happening in Ukraine,
about watching people get snatched off the
street. I mean, yeah.
For a lot of us, this work-life balance thing is a myth. You probably never had a real work-life balance. I certainly haven't. It's just, we're going to sleep at night, and we're talking about what happened in the news. There's something disturbing about that, yes. But the fact of the matter is we can't separate life like that. At least some of us can't. I can't. And that's it. And I was asking Chris before the show about how does he get up every day and read the news. It's part of his job.
Right.
And you've got to compartmentalize, as Chris was saying, and that's really the solution. But in the meantime, it's getting harder and harder to do that.
Yes.
Bella always tells us to go touch grass, but we have to have show prep in one hand while we're touching the grass.
Yeah.
did he do now?
No,
oh,
I live in New York City.
There's not enough grass in the world.
We don't have grass. I live in New York City.
That's true. It's all sidewalk there.
Sidewalk. You've got Mrs. Doom and the Grand Dooms. So you just count your blessings, mister. All right. Love you, Dr. Doom.
Bye, guys.
Thanks,
right.
Doc.
19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by you waking up, right? Let's talk about a healthcare crisis. You're going to have a crisis. I had a crisis in my throat in the first hour.
Oh, yeah, you did.
It's fine. It's fine now. But you know when you're starting to get that whatever, runny nose, cough, you know you're getting sick, and you, what are your choices? Tough it out. Get sick. Take time off work. Hope the doctor can see you in this time-space continuum, in this millennium sometime. Good luck. Or wait 2 hours in urgent care in a room full of other sick people. Or you open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds. Nip it in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. Doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Does this look infected to you?
Oh, don't touch it.
Strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are right here in my kit. Order yours online in minutes. It'll be rushed to your door. $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Anyone who knows Stephanie Miller, and there aren't many, knows she has no audience. She's been up and coming for 20 years. She's sarcastic and ultra left wing.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Everybody, it's the sleep doctor, Dr. Greenberg. So excited to meet you. Why are you known as the sleep doctor?
I've treated over 10,000 patients for snoring and sleep apnea. It's my passion.
So tell us how Zipa is different from other, it's a mouthpiece, but it's so simple. Explain how it works.
The key that we have to look at is, why do you snore? If we think of how does somebody snore, people think it's their nose, their mouth, their tongue. Bottom line is, it's the tongue. So you've got things like the CPAP machine that blows air so powerful down the throat, it moves the tongue out of the way. It's not oxygen, it's air. It's like sticking your hair out a car window at 60 miles an hour. There are other mouthpieces in the market. They all just bring the lower jaw forward. Well, if you're standing up, that's great. But the minute you put your head back, nothing's keeping your tongue from falling back. What we have here is this strap. It's a silicone strap that we call a seatbelt for the tongue. Basically,
it opens up your airway, basically, right?
Opens up your airway, keeps
the
tongue from falling back.
You've also started a campaign near and dear to my heart for breast cancer research with Zipa. So it's the pink one. So talk about that for a sec.
We've all been affected by somebody with breast cancer. It just hits all of us so deeply. Why is this still such an issue? Why are we still all losing our friends? Or they're fighting for their lives with it. They're going through chemo, radiation, all these things. And it's something we need to just get rid of. We need to throw the money in there, behind it, and get cures.
Yep. And it basically moves your jaw forward, opens up your airway. Generally, in the first night, it stops snoring, which is just a miracle for a lot of people. Listen, go to Zipa.com and use the code PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Zipa is happy Z spelled backwards, because what's not happy about the whole thing? Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for Zipa.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's been great to be here.
Get the drill out of my face. Hey, no one wants to get their teeth drilled at the dentist, right? That's why I stopped. This is Dr. Chris Kammer from Victorious Dental. When you can heal cavities with brush-on medicine, why would you ever want to amputate tooth structure with a dental drill? There are no dental drills at Victorious Dental, and no shots either. Don't need them. For a kinder, more humane healing experience at the dentist, reach out to Victorious Dental at thedrillisgone.com.
Cheese curds and craft beer. Progressive politics and football fans. Only Madison could make it all work together. We're the radio station that gets it. Because we live here with you. 92.7 WMDX. Serving up real news and great conversation about the things we care about. The things that make our city absolutely irresistible. Keeping Madison caffeinated and conversating. WMDX.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods,
to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stephanie Miller.
Hey, oh, thank you.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, that's super sweet. Thank you, Kathleen. I don't feel so alone now. Everyone makes fun of me for TV shows and movies I've just discovered now that came out 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Kathleen says, the kid comes home from school today and tells us she heard a great new song and she wants us to listen to. Then she loads up The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald by Gordon Free and Lightfoot. I mean, seriously, my kid is the reincarnation of someone from the 60s.
Oh, my God.
This, you know what? This is how we could take a pause, Chris. From our
with a six
news
and a half
stress.
Minute song?
Yes, let's just pause from our news stress and listen to. Is it 6 minutes?
6.5 minutes.
Yeah. This is kind of the country right now. It's the wreck of.
We got a break in less than 4 minutes.
All right. Well, let's just, you know what? Let's all, it's like in kindergarten. It's nap time. Everybody have a cookie and let's just lay down.
It's a story song, so.
It's a story. Listen to the story. Lay down.
Uh-huh.
Stop fidgeting.
Story about a shipwreck.
Yeah,
everybody
of a
dies.
Country. This is the wreck of the.
And everybody dies.
The good ship America.
Uh-huh.
I'm not kidding. I'm going to take a rest. Okay. All right. I'll stop.
All right.
Bella, are you a fan of the story songs? They were really long stories. Like every song was like the Onion Belt story, just set to music. Mm-hmm. It's just way too much exposition. You're like, oh my God, get on with it.
They were a big thing in the 70s.
I can't say I'm a fan, but.
And then this thing happened, and then another thing. And then, by the way, I forgot to tell you.
That's basically how this song goes.
It's like a kid telling a joke. It
right.
goes on for like 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
There's no point.
Yeah.
Will in Pennsylvania. Hello, Will.
Hello. I was wondering, with Trump being a dissembler and a change his mind and all this misdirection that he gives, I wonder if this is really a ballroom. Could it be a throne room?
Yes. It does feel very palace-y, by the way. Oh, in other Springtime for Hitler news,
okay.
Trump is upgrading the president's bunker under the East Wing, per CBS reporting, because it's... Yeah.
Springtime for Trump and America.
Don't forget the cyanide pills. Okay.
Oh.
It goes in the bunker.
That was
just
dark.
Just in case. Oh. Is there anything that's not dark that's going on right now? Tom says, I suppose it's a good thing Trump was forced to withdraw the nomination of this vile white supremacist Paul Ingrassia to be the head of the Office of Special Counsel. But here's the problem. He's still working at the White House as a liaison to DHS. In other words, someone who proudly says he has a Nazi streak is Stephen Miller's henchman for the mass deportation program, which sort of fits the brown shirt of brutality that we've been seeing. Is that enough Nazi analogies for you in one segment? Hope so. Oh, big bag of rats.
Oh, okay.
Mike Nellis says another crack in the MAGA coalition.
Tommy.
Lauren.
Do not call her Tammy.
Tammy. It's Tommy.
It's Tommy.
Going off on Trump for wanting to flood the market with cheap foreign beef. Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. You're all awful. Tommy.
It's Tommy.
Sorry. She said, why the actual would we buy Argentinian beef? Our American ranchers are getting crushed already by cheap foreign beef imports. The meat packers are already undercutting our American producers as it is. This is an outrage. Go, Tommy!
Why would we...
Like I always said, you are right, Tommy Lauren. You've always been right.
Why would we buy her crappy workout wear that she sells?
Oh!
Oh. Now, you just went there. Yes, you did.
She used to go to my gym.
Oh, that's right.
Yes!
I debated her on the local thing.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. Yeah, she was. I told you during the commercial break, she was fangirling all over me. I was like,
of course she was.
And then the camera goes on. And
Ben Ferguson did the same thing to you in St. Paul. He fanboyed all over you.
You're all frauds. Frauds.
Yes.
You know you like the fart jokes. You know you're a liberal. Glenn Kirshner next.
WMDX Madison, the only station with more kayaks than callers. Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A bipartisan group of lawmakers wants to increase education about menopause, and they're getting some help from an Academy Award-winning actor. Data shows a huge information gap about the topic, even though just about every woman will experience it. According to the National Institutes of Health, 85% of American women first looked for information about menopause when they were already experiencing it or long after it started. They say 77% of women want menopause to be taught in schools, just like other hormonal shifts in our bodies. Now, State Senator Dianne Hesselbein and State Representative Robin Vining, both Democrats, along with Republican State Senator Rachel Cabral-Guevara, are sponsoring a bill that would increase menopause education. It would require the Department of Health Services create a resource page and pamphlet about menopause, just like they have pages for hundreds of other conditions, from measles to STDs to heart disease. Here's Vining.
Many women say, I don't feel like myself, and they deserve to know why that is and what they can do about it.
There was a public hearing in the Senate's Health Committee Wednesday, and lawmakers heard testimony from Academy Award-winning actor Halle Berry, who's advocating for menopause resources across the country.
It's stigmatized. We're afraid because we're ignorant to what is happening to our bodies. That's why education is so important. And that's why I'm here. I have real life examples of how more education would have saved me almost 4 years of self-exploration. I would love to have gotten this information from my healthcare providers.
According to the lawmakers, adding this extra information on menopause and creating other resources would not cost the state any extra money. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 50s here this afternoon. Tonight, clear and frosty. We're going to drop into the 20s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Ahoy, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by UW-Madison Professor of Military History, John Hall. We dig into what is going on in the current moment and its historical echoes of our past.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
U.S. Kids and the Ad Council.
The reason why they continue to unlawfully block the swearing in of Adelita Grijalva is because they are actively hiding the Epstein files from the American people. And they're protecting someone clearly. Hmm. The wealthy, the well-off, the privileged.
Who could it be?
And the well-connected.
Hmm. Yep. Representative Hakeem Jeffries went on
to
say.
We're also fighting to clean up corruption in Washington, D.C., where we have an American president behaving like an organized crime boss, stealing taxpayer dollars in real time in front of everyone in plain sight. And the Republicans have nothing to say about the emerging crime scene at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Mm. I know someone who's got something to say about that on Thursday.
What?
What?
Is
Thank
that
God
legal?
U.S. Attorney Ben Kirchner is here.
Get me Ben Kirchner. Ben
Kirchner. Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirchner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Ben Kirchner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirchner.
On the Steffi Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirchner.
We got that Glenn Kirchner now, and I feel okay.
So much illegality. You are like America's justice fireman. You're just on call 24/7. So whenever we need you.
Whenever you need me, I'm here for you, Steph.
Oh, my God. By the way, our beloved JoJo from Jurors said President Newsom needs to turn Timu Saddam's ballroom into a courtroom in which Trump and every one of his complicit enablers can face justice for all they've done. And I say lead prosecutor Glenn Kirshner in our new Nuremberg trials.
I mean, Trump for free.
Yeah. I mean, Glenn, I was thinking about that yesterday. If you know, when hopefully we take back power, where would you even start with impeaching or prosecuting him?
I would open grand juries immediately and start investigating, subpoenaing folks who could provide testimony about the many crimes of Donald Trump and his executive branch officials, because if we don't go on a cleanup mission and hold these folk accountable, then we will be the ones sort of complicit in the destruction of American democracy. It has to be done, win, lose, or draw.
Yeah. This I'm sure you heard Jamie Raskin say his staff's research indicates that, this stick up that we're in the middle of, this $230 million, Trump is, suing us, the taxpayers, for, he said they can probably be made confidentially at first with no immediate public disclosure, though any payments would come out eventually in a later report to Congress. A payment could be made confidentially well before DOJ makes a public disclosure. I think we've all said, of course they're just going to pay this. I mean,
yeah, well, Donald Trump is the one who ultimately will decide whether he should be paid $250 million or not. Now, there is a procedure in place where if you are wronged, if you are injured by the federal government, you can make a claim for damages. And that's usually kind of a precursor to filing suit against the federal government if the federal government refuses to pay. And, Steph, the federal government refuses to pay because, federal employees and officials don't typically go around injuring the American people, except when you're Donald Trump. So he has no right to this payment. It would be laughed out of court if it ever made its way into court. But he has anointed himself as the country's top law enforcement officer. And what that means is he'll be the one to decide if the Department of Justice owes him nearly $250 million because they investigated and indicted him and tried to prosecute him for the crimes he committed.
Yeah.
We're in a whole new, realm of insanity here in America.
I mean, and I'm looking, Glenn, only one Republican that I can see even said a peep. Senator Tom Tillis ripped Trump on Wednesday over the terrible optics of chasing $230 million of taxpayers' money in his bid to sue the Justice Department. Well, it's more than bad optics. Can he come out and say this is wrong? This is just completely wrong.
It's corruption writ large. But kids don't need to eat, so he'll cut how many, millions of dollars in SNAP assistance. But he needs another $230 million to do Lord knows what with.
Well, so he said this, it's terrible optics, particularly right now. We're talking about $250 million transferring maybe to the president when we're in a shutdown posture. Well, yes, but all they care is it looks bad politically. Of course, just say it's wrong. This is wrong. These prosecutions were not, malicious or vindictive like the ones he's pursuing at all. They were just accusations, as you say. They were slam dunk cases
that would have been won had he not, you know, been elected, correct?
Yeah, the only one that managed to get to trial was the New York business fraud criminal case. And that jury in New York convicted him in a New York minute. And all of these cases, in my opinion, as a career prosecutor, based on the evidence, would have been hands down guilty verdicts. But, you know, but here we are.
Can I ask a question, too? Because I know you're going to cover the Tish James thing. What? Why did they throw out the settlement? I mean, this guy has gotten away with so much. So he's convicted on 34 counts. Throw out the monetary.
So he's convicted on 34 criminal counts. Right. And that stands. That is a solid conviction. He's a convicted felon. In the other case, which is the civil fraud case that Letitia James brought, he was found to have engaged in massive, systemic, years-long business fraud. The only thing that the appeals court did is they said, you know, we think a $500 million fine that was imposed may be too much. Not that he didn't engage in the fraud.
Right.
That has been affirmed. So they're now in the process of figuring out, okay, how much should he have to pay as a result of the massive business fraud he engaged in?
Yeah. So Greg has a question for you. Steph, to your caller's point yesterday, can James Comey, Letitia James, et cetera, sue the DOJ for $230 million for wrongful prosecution, too?
I mean, yes, yes.
These are the people that are being wrongfully prosecuted.
Well, and the good news is I suspect both James and Comey will have the benefit of judicial rulings when these cases get thrown out for vindictive and selective prosecution. That will be Exhibit A in Comey and James telling the Department of Justice, look, I was wrongfully prosecuted. So I was actually damaged by the misconduct of Donald Trump and his administration. That will be in the next administration. And, you know, that's probably going to be the kind of claim that should be successful.
You had some thoughts. You said Trump's unqualified U.S. Attorney Lindsey Halligan. Did the presiding judge just rule against the prosecution in the first contested issue? This is in the Comey case. But the DOJ prosecutors may have given Comey and his defense team even more ammunition for their motion to dismiss based on vindictive and selective prosecution. Not to mention that she does not seem to understand what off the record means and when you're supposed to say that. I mean,
That was breathtaking that a United States attorney who had just emerged virtually from the grand jury, you know, after obtaining a vindictive indictment, sends a disappearing signal chat message to Anna Bauer, who's a great reporter, by the way, and wants to chat her up about things that she has no ethical business talking about in the James case. I mean, she's just wearing her incompetence as like a badge of merit. And I'm looking for, you know, they had to go all the way to Missouri, Steph, to find a prosecutor who was willing to come down to Norfolk and be part of this vindictive prosecution against Letitia James. Yeah. I mean, again, this is insanity, which eventually will right itself. But in the meantime, James, Comey and others will have to, you know, suffer the burden of being vindictively prosecuted.
So, and John Brennan looks like he's next up in the, you know, T-shirt cannon of injustice, right?
Yeah, and boy, John Brennan, as former director of the CIA, probably knows a lot that we don't know about so many matters. And, you know, I wonder if some of what John Brennan knows about Trump's first term and about the Trump administration will end up being relevant evidence that we will learn about when John Brennan, if he's indicted, files his motion to dismiss based on vindictive prosecution. Yeah.
Well, you know, you threaded the federal judges are points of light amidst the Trump-induced darkness. But, you know, it seems so whack-a-mole. Like, can you explain the Portland ruling? So they ruled that he can, you know, occupy Portland. Obviously, San Francisco is his next target.
Yeah, there's so many court cases at different levels of the process regarding Trump's determination to militarize all of the United States of America. And so in Portland, the great judge Karen Immergood, a Trump appointee, said Trump's assertions are untethered to the facts. Of course, he does not have the lawful authority to put troops in the streets of Portland. That went up on appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and two Trump appointees on a three-judge panel said yeah, we don't really care so much about the facts. We're just going to give complete deference. That's my view of what they said. Complete deference to Donald Trump in these matters. And the dissenting judge, who was a Clinton appointee, said this will be viewed as absurd. And this needs, I hope, the judge said, all of the judges sitting en banc, full court of the appeals court, will reconsider this. And in fact, the attorney general from Oregon has asked for full court reconsideration. Yeah. So this battle is not yet over.
En banc is my new favorite legal term. It sounds like El Kabong, that, you know. Okay. It's just fun. It sounds cartoony. Okay. So little things to me. So, you know, we were talking about, this blew up another boat, this time in the Pacific. I get confused, Glenn. Where should this all end up? At The Hague? Somewhere else?
Yeah.
Like, aren't these
with a Nuremberg-style prosecution?
Yeah.
Donald Trump is murdering people in international waters. I don't say he's killing people. He's murdering people, which is a term of art. Murder is an unlawful killing with premeditation and deliberation.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he's doing. I mean, I haven't seen any legitimate law of war or military law expert say he has any lawful authority to do this, because he doesn't. Even was it John Yoo?
Yeah.
Remember him during the Bush administration?
Yeah.
He was all in for enhanced interrogation techniques defined as torture. Even he said, you can't do this, according to recent reporting.
Well,
I mean, we need Nuremberg-style prosecutions when this is over.
And he tried to say yesterday, oh, well, maybe we'll ask Congress if they're on land. Is there some law that there's a difference between land and sea in terms of extrajudicial killings with no evidence?
Murder is murder. When suspected drug runners, Steph, go from being on boats to being on land, what do? We investigate them. We arrest them.
Yeah.
We prosecute them. We don't summarily kill them.
The fact that the two survivors, they just said, okay, you can go, means they didn't have any evidence.
I think it was the government of Ecuador said there's no evidence that this person was involved in wrongdoing that Donald Trump attempted to kill, but apparently he missed that one.
Yeah. It's a lot. So you said I had the honor and privilege to address the more than 5,000 democracy warriors that attended the No Kings rally in Leesburg, Virginia. The second No King rally drew twice as many attendees as the first. And you said we're just getting warmed up. I didn't realize, Glenn, that it's only people that signed up that they're counting. So I think, you know, they're saying the number's got to be at least 8 million. I mean, I don't know anybody that signed up. I don't know what.
And I'm getting ready for No Kings Day 3. I don't know when it is, but what we need to do is keep the momentum going, because I'm actually pleased to see that he's destroying the White House in full public view. One, it's obviously a metaphor for what he's doing to government writ large and what he's doing to American democracy, just tearing it down in our faces gleefully with no right to do it. But it will continue to galvanize and motivate us to get out there and help hastened the political demise of Donald Trump.
Glenn, I'm sure you get this all the time. Everybody on social media, the minute they're like, is that legal? No, of course it's not legal. He's supposed to get congressional approval. He's supposed to get, you know, approval from the whatever that the commission is there. I mean, he just is, as we always say, completely lawless.
If there's any little, you know, little bit of a silver lining in hiding behind this big orange dark cloud that is all things Donald Trump, you did have some Republicans in the Senate, 5 of them, I believe, stand up to Trump's latest nominee. This is the guy with the self-described Nazi streak, as he texted. And 5 Republicans, including the Senate Majority Leader Thune, said, hey, Donald, no.
Yeah.
And that's something. It ain't nothing. It's not a lot. It's not a turning point. But it ain't nothing.
Yeah, he's still in the administration, of course, because, you know, just a Nazi streak is fine. And the by the way, did you know there's two classifications of drugs? Trump said yesterday there are ocean drugs and sea drugs, that apparently they're way down, the use of ocean drugs, since his extrajudicial killings. Can we have a conversation about the 25th Amendment?
Right now, they are. They totally
banana
are.
Banana republics are looking at us saying, we're bad, we're corrupt, but man, we couldn't get away with that.
He's like, people call them ocean drugs, sea drugs. I'm like, no, nobody calls them that. What are you talking about? And then I look at Sarkozy in France. I'm like, other countries do it. Why can't we have nice things? Why can't we?
We will do it. We'll get after these people. We're not going to give up.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Glenn, thanks. Speaking of vindictive prosecutions, because you couldn't join me tomorrow, I booked with Joyce Vance for Monday. So there. Because that's,
I see how this is going.
Yeah, I'm vengeful about my prosecutors.
Oh, God.
All right, love you.
Thanks, Glenn.
Love you, Steph.
See you next
guys.
Week. Bye. All right, 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the Native Path Collagen.
Yes.
That is marinating in my hips.
Oh.
In my hip sockets and other places.
All right.
Making me young and springy.
And juicy.
Juicy. Collagen, the most abundant protein in your body. As you age, that's why so many people are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. It works from the inside out on your skin, your hair, your nails,
yep.
even your digestion. But you got to know what you're doing before you buy that. Drop that tub from Amazon. Yeah. Go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping for the best collagen. This offer only available at GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
And we'll be right back.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Night's sleep. Boy, whew. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Well, every Sunday morning, my puppies and I pile onto the couch, coffee in hand, cartoons on, wrapped in the softest blanket we own, the Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's plush, textured, and honestly feels like a cloud hug. And when it's time for bed, that's when Cozy Earth takes comfort to another level. Their bamboo sheets transform my sleep. Made from viscose from bamboo, they're temperature regulating and moisture wicking, so I actually sleep cooler. Silky smooth, breathable, built to last. It's like slipping into luxury every single night. Plus, you can try them risk-free with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Upgrade the place you spend the most time, your bed. Visit CozyEarth.com. My code is Stephanie for up to 20% off. That's CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. And if you get a post-purchase survey, let them know you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. Because home isn't just where you live, it's how you feel. Let's go home with Cozy Earth one more time. That's CozyEarth.com. Don't forget to type in Stephanie for that 20% off. CozyEarth.com.
Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has...
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Businesses across the state counting on $1.5 billion in federal funding are finding out it's not coming. The money had been approved to help pay for energy-saving projects, solar and wind development, technology innovation, and more. The Department of Energy is now reportedly canceling those awards. One group that is getting a boost in federal funding, AI data center developers. The new federal budget lets tech companies claim more upfront tax breaks on data center equipment, facilities, and production lines, and it appears to be working. Microsoft recently announced what it calls the world's most powerful AI data center planned for Mount Pleasant, but environmental groups warn unfettered AI development could cause lasting harm to our natural resources. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephanie Miller.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Dana Goldberg almost here. Chris, who said what? Of the new, is it Timu Ballroom we're calling it?
Yes.
It'll be views of the Washington Monument. It won't interfere with the current building. It'll be near but not touching it. It pays total respect to the existing building, which I'm the biggest fan of. Who said that?
Bess Truman.
That's a really horrible guess. Oh. That would be Mango Mussolini. Uh-oh. Once again.
Okay.
Lying about the... Okay.
I wonder if Bess Truman ever played grab ass with Lady Bird Johnson.
By the way, we already have a ballroom because Lyndon Johnson grabbed my mom's ass during the inaugural ball. Okay. You don't need a ballroom for 1,000 people or whatever this monstrosity. It's twice the size of the White House. Oh, my God. Okay, Chris Murphy on this. Senator Chris Murphy.
A lot of history that has taken place in the East Wing, and it was just destroyed without any conversation in the American public, without any consent of Congress. It was absolutely illegal. That visual is powerful because you are essentially watching the destruction of the rule of law happen as those walls come down.
Jessica Tarloff, our buddy, our pal, Fox News.
So I'm going to do this part quickly because I don't want to end up in a reel that you're showing tomorrow, and I'm not actually having a meltdown about the ballroom, but I will say that it is nothing like any of the other renovations. I mean, his ballroom is almost double the size of the White House itself, and he's not using taxpayer dollars. He's using his own dollars, maybe, or the dollars of companies that want favorable treatment, like Google, Palantir, all with big contracts with him.
Yep.
It's just, what do you call it? Mike Johnson, they attack, maybe I need a smaller violin. I'm sorry, I need a tinier one. They attack him for everything he does. It doesn't matter what it is. The whole dust up about the White House. Oh, you mean the entire East Wing being demolished? It's, by way of quick review, I'm an amateur historian. The White House has been renovated many times over the years. President Trump's going to add the greatest improvement to the White House in the history of the building. The ballroom's going to be glorious. It's going to be... by the way, to hate Democrats, if you win the White House back, you get to use it too. How can you oppose that? The only logical reason is Trump derangement syndrome. Just about anyone that might have a feeling about a literal wrecking ball going into the people's house. Mm-hmm. Steve Scalise also.
Not only did he say we were going to build a great ballroom that we can host these events, he funded it privately.
He put up
some of his own money, and you would think, well, gee whiz, at least they can agree to that. It's not even taxpayer money.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's going to be a permanent renovation that'll enhance the White House for all future presidents.
Oh, my God. Okay.
What does every Democrat say? They say no to that. They say no to everything he does. Because they just are angry about the results of the election.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Yeah, that's the only thing we're angry about.
I will defend anything. I heard more than one person try to push that yesterday. So that's the talking point that they've
been. We're just mad because
don't want the ballroom because we lost the election.
Right.
I heard more than one person talk about that yesterday, and
right.
So that's a talking point.
And he's not paying for it himself. He's taking bribes, which makes it even worse. Yeah. Dana Goldberg next.
WMDX Madison, where conversations are free range and organic.
Teach Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, Jason Mansmith from Green Lake's Thrasher Theater makes the popcorn pick of the week. Then Chris Rogowski from Chicken or the Egg Photography makes an in-studio visit. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Teach Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Autumn awesomeness awaits, courtesy of David J. Frank Landscape. Introducing Fall Porchscapes, professionally designed decor literally delivered to your front door. Installation and removal included. A hassle-free way to bring fall flair to your home or business. And consider a fall cleanup to preserve the beauty and health of your yard. There's more to a good cleanup than raking leaves. Call the experts at David J. Frank at 608-283-9276 or visit davidjfrank.com.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. FBI Director Kash Patel announcing a far-reaching federal investigation into NBA players, coaches, and others.
This is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years. The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing.
He says tens of millions of dollars in fraud and theft have been taking place amid accusations that those players, coaches, and others used inside information to place sports bets. Government shutdown now in day 23. Money to help pay for food assistance will run out next weekend, but Democrats and Republicans say no new talks are expected. The Trump administration stepping up attacks on what it says are drug smuggling boats, but providing no evidence of that. 9 deadly drone strikes so far. Demolition of the White House East Wing continues. It's expected to be completely taken down by this coming weekend. This is ABC News.